Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
For the old New Orleans week here on Malcolm Go Podcast. Tony, Tyler, your hosts. Now, reoccurring guest, Southern boy Kenneth. Where is he at? Kenneth, you in the car? Ken, you in the car?
I'm here. I'm. Oh, yeah.
Ken in the car. We got Ken in the car. What do you got? So here we are. Date is September 22nd, 2021. Fresh off a victory in New Jersey. Patriots looked slow and quiet. But, you know, yeah, a W is a W, as we say in Saugus. So anyway, this might be the last podcast you hear me before I become a worldwide superstar, Tyler. I was going to drop it to KP, Kenneth, as I call him, KP for short. In the South, they just put two random letters together and they call it, that's your name. So I was contacted by the NFL Network yesterday.
Knock it off.
I was contacted yesterday, to have an interview next week on Tuesday.
Thank God they don't listen to the podcast.
I don't think they've heard my soundboard.
Wait, I need to know your resume. It works for a construction company.
No, I don't know. They came to my... They came after my...
he's been drunk for 58 consecutive Patriot games?
Yeah, I know. It's not that. It's they're thrilled with me, really. They said they messaged my podcast. They messaged me and want to interview me in person with all this good looks. The minute they see this jawline, I'll tell you right now, I'll be suiting up Wednesday at NFL HQ.
He'll be doing the Tony Saragusa. Yeah. For the NFL Network, eating in all the stadiums the Patriots go to, and
yeah,
it's perfect. He'll
try every
and they
craft
go, you're not fooling anyone. They know I'm rock and roll through and through. Yeah.
To be fair, if you would just go like on percentage Patriot tweets, Tony's like
on the ratio.
Yeah, off the ratio of like people who have over 300,000 tweets. And to have over 300,000 tweets and 98% of them be Patriot related, I mean, I think he's well deserving.
Is this agree. Like a full-time gig? Like,
no, they're interviewing me for the Tom Brady return, whatever. Basically, so they must have seen my historic interview by CBS last year and for Tom Brady in the Super Bowl. So they contacted me, said, "We'd love to sit down with you, handsome, and get your perspective on what's going to happen here."
Bang.
I go like this. I say,
I mean, that puts you bang. In the top. You're a top 3% Brady fan at this point. I mean,
I think they said they went through all the Brady fans and said, "Let's just get this guy. He seems like the most psychotic of all the fans. He's got I don't think they know which way I'm gonna sway. They need. All I know is I need to be vaccinated, I mean, and I don't know if honest. I can get down with that.
I mean, we're not there yet, but last year it was, you know, Tom's in the Super Bowl, Pats are out. Like next Sunday, it's I don't know who you are, bro.
Yeah, I never seen you. Yeah, I didn't even bring that up on the pod because the pod was shut down. It was right before I had COVID. I was nursing an infant on my breast and my bosoms, and I was awarded an interview with CBS. These are just coming out of the blue now for your boy. They keep coming after me for the number one worldwide Patriots podcast.
I mean, yeah, it has to be just
Saugus breeds talent, is what it is.
Twitter related.
It's Twitter related. It's Saugus related. Everyone just gets fired up when they see a sachem. They know they're gonna. Number one, they're handsome. Number two, they're funny. Number three, they're just gonna be the one. They're like a magnet for the person you want to be around all the time. And number four, they're going
to
be.
Before you know, the work ethic's not strong enough to take their job.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to get to where we believe we should be in life, we're not going to try and fight for anything else. Yeah. Nothing extra.
He has the talent to just kind of coast to the middle.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what we pride ourselves.
I fake it till I make it.
Yeah.
So that's going to happen Tuesday.
So who contacted you? Like, we need deeper details about this. This is a big deal.
Well, the craziest thing is that this is the second time. Like,
yeah. What did you tweet?
Tweet anything. I was just tweeted. I was hello, they said, and I said hello. And then that was it. They were like, "We'd like to interview you next Tuesday at Fenway." I don't know why they're doing it at Fenway when it's a Patriots thing.
You're getting interviewed. You're sitting on the monster. This is badass.
I'll tell you what, if Kay Adams is there, she's gonna be my wife's gonna be looking for a divorce. I'm gonna be shooting my shot left and right.
I don't think she's worried one bit.
No. Listen, I told you about the jawline. I'm on keto right now. Please, by next Tuesday, I'll be fit as a fiddle.
You didn't even think about asking if your podcast, you know, your co-host could go. Tyler would have been great.
Well, Tyler's he's my sidekick. I shouldn't call you my sidekick. You're my Robin.
Sidekick hurt. Yeah, sure, a little bit.
I don't know. What do you call him? He's my partner. But listen, these are the benefits of running the Twitter. You know what I mean?
Listen, I'm not saying I put in the same amount of work as Tony has. I don't even think I deserve it.
I set up the amp or whatever this thing is. What do you call this? I set this up every week.
Yeah, we have some sort of board.
It's a mixer.
Well, don't bring it up because Dom will mention that it's his and he wants it back.
It is his. And I also have the soundboard here that barely works. Well, I know.
Can you make a hell of a story?
The keel here.
I need
one. On to Cincinnati.
Yeah. Tom Brady could do that.
Got all that stuff. I can do that anytime I want. So I set all this stuff up. I could probably slide Tyler in there. I'm pretty, you know, I could sniggle him right in. Not a problem.
I need you to mix in a N'Keal Harry take on the interview because that's your man. I think that you go. You should say Brady didn't stay because we didn't go.
Didn't believe in N'Keal Harry. I believe in him. I'm gonna go right at. I'll tell you what. I'm gonna go at Tom Senior. Shut his mouth.
Tom Senior he's just a cocksucker.
He won't shut his mouth. That was Tyler, by the way. I did not say that. That Tony did not say that word.
Tom Senior seems like a guy who walks around naked in his house when your kid's like 13. And you're like, "Dad, would you just put underwear on one time?"
I mean, he kisses someone in the mouth at 44, so.
That's Junior. He still kisses someone.
I'll be honest. My dad probably hasn't kissed me since I was like 3, 4 maybe. And I was like, "This is weird." At 4, I was like, we're gonna stop this right now, right? And my dad was like, "Yeah, definitely we're gonna stop." But like, there's a picture of them, they kissed on the lips after a Super Bowl victory, which I guess if there's any minute anyway, yeah, we just lost fucking my computer completely shit the bed. We had a roaring start, but I was somehow able to salvage it. But anyway, we were talking about Tom Brady kissing his dad, and I said, I mean, I guess the last sentence you're gonna get out of that was, "Yeah, I mean, I guess if you're going to kiss your dad, you might as well make it the kiss after you win the Super Bowl, but
well,
it
I'm
is a little
sick
odd.
Of his fucking whole trash the Patriots and boopity, but it's like, yeah, all right, we get it.
I'm a bit over it myself.
Everyone knows, like, there's not one person that's not saying Tom's the greatest football player of all time. All people are saying is that he's
I have a question.
Fucking 45, and it's like, holy shit, how is he still this good?
Yeah, no one has ever been this good, sir. We don't have to, well, no one's disrespecting his son. Like, he's, I think he's just got it out for, I think he's just got it out for Belichick. Like, he, I think he outright dislikes him. And at what point does standing up for your son become crazy? Because his, if you're able to have biological grandchildren, I don't think you need your dad to, like, you know, be on TV anymore. You know what I mean? Like,
well,
I'm 35. If my dad was on there being like, my son, you know, it's one thing if you're a rookie and, like, your dad's like, he's not getting the right playing time. This is crazy. He deserves more than this. But, like, the man's 44. He's done literally more than any sporting athlete in history of the world has done in professional sports. And he's still, like, going on Tom E. Curran's podcast to talk about, like, the breakup and how he was wronged. That's why I'm telling you, Tom Brady is not going to be able to have a life after football.
Well, it's also, like,
it's going to be insanity because he doesn't. This whole career, his whole life has been built up to be the most perfect football player of all time. And then one day he's just going to stop and be like, what I got to do tomorrow? And his
TB12.
Yeah, TB12. Okay, but, like, he's doing TB12 to prove he can play football forever.
But there's also, like, a level of, you know.
He doesn't want to help anybody else.
Belichick, like, strictly just, you know, has, like, a weird disdain for most of the NFL media. Most of the guys who, like, show up to his practice, he just doesn't really care about any of that at all.
Right.
Those guys think their jobs are incredibly important, and so they hate Belichick because of that. And then they just decide to call Tom Senior every week to get a quote from him. And yeah, now he's just in the zone of, like, oh, yeah, if I say this, and he just loves the limelight. So he's like, yeah, oh, this is what they want to hear, so I'm just going to keep fucking giving it to him. It's not like he's actually, like,
it's very much Asante Samuel from last week's conversation.
Except I can't do that. Played. I can't talk about him anymore. Asante Samuel doesn't deserve any of this.
What I'm saying, man. it's very much the same.
It's the same thing.
It's just anybody that will try. This is just more personal because it's literally as close to Tom Brady as you can get.
And Brady played for 20 years. Wait,
Marino and fucking Favre and Aikman and all these guys played for like 18 years, full careers. And mostly one uniform, and they were dead at the end of it. Tom Brady played, what, 21 in New England or 20 in New England? And now he's on to his second year on another team, still playing like an MVP. And we're all supposed to be like, wow, what a surprise he left. He was fucking 2 years older than anybody else has ever played for one team, basically, unless you were a kicker.
I don't understand. Yeah, I don't understand the hatred of, like, he left him, but it's like,
he didn't even leave. They didn't get forced off the team. He signed for the same amount of money that Belichick offered him. He didn't want to play here anymore.
He was just over it, which is fine.
He went for retirement. Tampa's exactly. A better place to retire than Mass. That's just a fact. Objective statement I just made.
The number one, let's be honest, strip club capital of the world.
Marriages, most of them don't last 20 years, especially if, you know, one of the big person in the marriage can't hit the other person and control them.
It does not help.
It's the only way a marriage lasts over 20 years.
Yeah, so
I have a scenario, Tony, I have to present to you because this might happen.
Okay. You there?
Go ahead.
Faggot, what's next? Oh.
You there?
Yeah. You're on the Green Monster. You're doing your interview.
You're on the monster. What an odd location for a Patriots question. What?
You're midway through it, and Brady comes on. What's next?
Of course you die. So what do you?
Brady comes on, walks on into the interview,
or he comes on a Zoom.
He comes on the Zoom, and what are they asking me? A leading question? What is?
Well,
this?
Is this
a make a wish? Is this like a fucking make a wish? like he's gonna burst through the door.
Well, this is the easiest thing of all time. All he would go is like. I heard some of your questions. You go, wait,
Mr.
Brady?
Amend those.
I am Brady Disciple on Twitter. You know the person who sends you 48 tweets a day? That's me.
You might know me.
He probably has a good idea.
It's impossible because he would be practicing. It's a Tuesday, and he's in
Florida. I need three questions. That was my thing. You get three questions.
I get three questions to ask him? Oh, God.
Yeah.
I immediately turn into the Chris Farley SNL sketch. I don't ask anything interesting to anybody else. I ask, like, I don't know. I want to know things that he does. Like, what does he do? Like, what do you do in your spare time? Like, I want to know, like, what's a hobby you have that's not football? I don't know. I would ask terrible questions. I'd be like, when was the first time you got laid? Was it easy for you to get laid in college when you were the quarterback of Michigan? These were the things I would want to know. But I don't care about football with him anymore. It would either be like, because I would ask him, do you remember when Malcolm Butler, like, got that interception that one time? And I was at that game, too. And that's all I would say. I said, do you remember that? Do you remember that? That would be, I would be a Chris Farley sketch. And you would never see a human being more starstruck.
All right,
I would ask him. I would want to know personal stuff, like is he into like anal with his wife? I don't know.
Giselle seems like the type, bro. Yeah.
It's Brazilian. They do weird shit. Who knows?
What about? Actually,
I would like to know if he was a pussy hound in college because you know he was. Fucking Price World Wars varsity letterman from high school.
He was a backup, bro. No, not
till the last 2 years he wasn't. He was fucking, they were all going to see him. Plus he was handsome. Plus he was from California. Was he handsome?
Wait, was he handsome? He didn't get handsome till like mid-30s.
I mean, that was when he got sexy. Yeah, exactly. That's when he became like, he became good looking. Clint Eastwood sexiness, like mid-40s sexy.
And you have to remember, like if you see that picture of him on the couch, like that from college, you know?
Unbelievable.
Yeah, no. That was like the height of 90s fashion. Like he was in style back then.
He had a mullet. Didn't he have a mushroom cut? I mean, that's good. That's number one. You have that, you're already getting laid. I mean, they're taking tickets at the door.
I hooked up with this Brazilian girl one time.
Whoa, braggart. Braggart.
She didn't speak any English. Like, it was like real.
Still couldn't understand no, though, huh?
It was nay. I thought nay was good. So, whatever, we're hooking up, and we're in the middle of it, and she just reaches her arm back and just smacked me right across the face.
I love her.
Right in the mouth.
Legend.
I didn't know what to do. I just shook
sat
it off.
There and took
like it was
yeah.
like a yeah, like I just got my bell rung Did on you? A good hit. Just fucking go. And then
you put me on Queer Street. God damn it.
And then, that was it. It was just one time.
What the fuck I asked you for, Henry? I'm asking you for a favor. I do a lot of fucking favors for you, all right? I'm trying to bang this fucking broad. You want to help me out?
Yeah, she just never talked to me again after that. She's like, no, I thought...
You thought you were going to hit her back. Which
she's like, I thought you were a real man.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. She knew that you didn't have what it took. The minute she slapped you, I mean, she didn't even want to tell you what, you know, this is what's happening.
She told me this is
the way this is going to go down. If you don't slap me back, like, you're in trouble. You're in touch.
Like, that's what she was into, and I was like,
I would wilt. Like, I talk a big game, but if that probably happened to me, I would wilt like a fucking worm.
I just didn't know what to do. I was like, I was young. I was like, what? Stop.
Especially
like,
if I was
that
young,
hurts. And she's way out of my league. Like, it was strictly that she just moved into the country. I was like, the first guy she met.
Yeah, she was like, she's a Brazilian 8. She's a Saugus 13, and she doesn't know that American men are fucking way more attractive than us.
Oh, it was ridiculous. I was like,
That's like kind of what happened to like Megan Fox. I always think about that. It was like, now Megan Fox is back on the scene, and she's like real hot again. She's all sexed up, and she's like in every like award show and all the shit. And she was like my pinnacle of like a girl, right? She would have been on my Mount Rushmore. Like when she first came out, or came to my knowledge, like 2009 with that first Transformers movie, I had to put her on Mount Rushmore. You know what I mean? With like fucking girls I like are all the same. Sofia Vergara and like Maria Menounos, all just brunette girls, skinny brunette. And Megan Fox is just the epitome of like the sexiest girl you could ever see. And then now she's like coming out again. And I always picture like she probably watched 90210 with like her mom or like her older sister when she was a kid. And she's like, oh, Brian Austin Green's so cute. And he like grabbed her when she first got to Hollywood and like fucking like just brainwashed her to marry him. And then, like, that's what I picture anyway. Like, she was like an unbelievable, like, 23-year-old. He was like 41 with 3 kids. And
who the fuck did she marry?
She married the main boy from Beverly Hills 90210, which ended before she was probably fucking. I think it ended in the 90s, and she was famous in 2009. So I don't know what he's done since then. I think he got into a car accident once. That might have been his follow up to Beverly Hills 90210. But I'm convinced that that's what happened. She brainwashed her with his 90210 magic. And then now she's out on the scene again with Machine Gun Kelly, where she belongs. Let's face it. I don't believe that Machine Gun Kelly, I mean, I get it. But like.
What do you mean you get it?
I don't get it. I don't understand. Who is watching the MTV Awards and watching them make out? They make out with their tongues. It's like
she's a little old now.
But you've been dating for how long? Who makes out with their girlfriend after a year?
A year.
Disgusting.
Date two, I'm done. I don't want
to
do it.
In public? If I tried to make out with my girlfriend in my public, she'd spit in my face. Get the fuck away.
I don't want to shake hands in public. The wedding that I went to the other day, which apparently has become a COVID super spreader event.
It's fine.
They put me in the corner, and I was like, this is perfect for me. I was like, they had me, like, my, it was the partner at work. So, but, like, my father is, long story short, my father is, like, the now head of the company that his father started.
Dom didn't get the invite to this wedding.
No, didn't make it.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, well, for him. So, anyway, they
Did
put
Frankie
us on,
make
like,
it?
Huh? Yeah, me, Frankie, and my dad, and then some other people.
Just no Dom.
And, yeah, exactly. And we were in the way back in the corner, literally probably the last table. They were like, can we fit a 16th table? I think that's what happened. They were like, they're really coming, huh? So we went, and they put us in the corner, and I was like, well, this is where we're at. I loved it. I was like, don't have to talk to anybody.
Big corner guy.
Oh, I fucking love the corner. Especially at a wedding where you don't know a lot of people. Like, if it's your friend's wedding, you want to be up in front. You want to be by the dance floor. You want those gin and tonics flowing. At a wedding where you're like, I could care less about this, you'd be like, fucking put me in the corner. I'm going to be here about 45 minutes. I'm gone. But that was open bar, so I stayed all night.
I was going to get my wedding's worth. I tipped 100 on the first drink.
Yeah. I mean, I put 150 in the fucking card. I consider that a destination wedding, Newport, Rhode Island.
So
should have given him zero.
So the first friend wedding, I probably told this story, right? First friend wedding I ever went to, I asked the couple I was with, I was like, oh, how much are you guys giving? They're like, oh, $150 between us.
Oof.
And I was going by myself.
Yeah.
So I gave $75 as a gift.
I mean, the going rate, you got to pay for your food, right? Which wedding food is expensive now. So you got to expect it's about $75 a person. Something like
that. Yeah, except what you don't do is on the way to the wedding, stop to break a 20.
I'm not giving them all this. Yeah. You have ones in the card.
Yeah.
that's kind of a fucked up. Yeah. But I mean, it would also be weird just to give them $80.
It would make a lot more sense because it's four bills.
Yeah.
With 75, that's five.
I'd be like,
bills.
Why is somebody giving me $80? Like, does that mean something? I wouldn't even know. I'd be like, what does that mean to me?
Like, or do you think, I mean, on the other side, like, they might just not think about it. I've never stopped thinking about that every day of my life.
So
like,
Frankie bought a card. My brother Frankie bought a card. And I don't know what's normal to write in a wedding card. Congratulations. Best of luck. I love you. God bless. Whatever. He wrote best of luck. And his wife got him, like, second guessing that was a normal thing to write. So he wrote just kidding on it. And I was like, that's so much worse.
Oh, no.
Best of luck, just kidding?
He said, best of luck, just kidding. I was like, Frank, that's so much worse. And he forgot.
That's a Frank thing, though. That's Frankie.
What?
He just wrote, like, best luck, you know, good luck, whatever, like, good luck to this. And his wife, like, got him thinking. He's like, that's stupid. And he wrote, oh, yeah, let's write a joke. And he wrote, just kidding, and never finished the thought. So it was like, good luck, just kidding. And then
bad luck.
Yeah. Whatever. Yeah. Gotcha. Like, whatever. And then he put money in it and he was like, I got to get another card. I fucked it all up. And then he completely forgot, which is classic him. Either he didn't deliver the card or he delivered the bad luck card,
which I respect.
Yeah. I mean, Newport's a fine town. If you can
The Patriots also played this week.
What?
The Patriots also did play this week.
You know what, KP? Enough with the bullshit. Tony has a big interview this weekend.
I've got an interview on Tuesday. We have to discuss it. If you guys want to be on this podcast of a superstar, a superstar podcaster, we got upwards of 50,000, 60 listens last week.
That's big stuff.
It is. So anyway, did the Patriots play? They did play. They had a victory over the New York Football Jets.
I mean, it's tough to
The beginning of an era.
It is.
We do have to say Max first W, but it's tough to even get anything out of that game.
No, it was terrible.
It was so bad.
If they played anybody good, they would have got fucking their doors blown off. Probably.
But to be honest, the Pats offense didn't look that great. The Jets defense.
It's the conservative bullshit that McDaniels does for them. He did it with Brady, too, the first four games of every season.
Well, I'm not even saying that. I'm saying more that the Jets defense looked good. Like, Mosley is...
He's a beast.
He's like the best linebacker in the league.
He lost like 30 pounds, and now he's a fast linebacker.
So fast. He makes every play. His hair is
awesome.
The Jets'
defense is not that bad.
No, they hit hard. It's
They
played
defense,
well.
They have no secondary, which should have been exploited. But they have that one safety, May, and then they have a good middle linebacker and, you know, one really good D lineman and a couple of decent pieces.
They've always had, like, I feel like every year they have, like, four first-round D linemen on roster.
This is when you're bad for so long.
You just draft in the first round forever. Or the first 10 picks forever.
Like the fucking Washington Redskins, or whatever their team is named called now, football team, their entire D-line is made up of first-round picks. They're all first-round picks that they made. They're all, like, pick number 2, 3, 4. They're all studs. And they all play on the D-line.
Yeah.
Were they but Taylor Heineke's playing quarterback. Anyway, Zach Wilson stinks. That guy, I'm not worried
about
that
guy. I don't know if he stinks. I mean, they let him just, like, wallow and, like, they had, you know, they had the opposite plan with them. They were like, fuck it, go win the game for us, gunslinger.
That's exactly what it is. It's like, hey, here's what's going to happen. We're not really going to block.
Yeah.
Well, we're never going to establish a run game, and maybe you can pull it off. And they throw us 5 picks in there. Like,
I mean, Belichick's never done this before, so you can figure it out.
Yeah.
They literally just didn't do anything crazy, like didn't blitz at all, didn't just rushed and fucking sat back and waited for him to make mistakes. And he threw probably three of the worst interceptions I've seen in the NFL in recent years.
I mean,
one of them, I mean, was hit Corey Davis's hands. It was high. But the other three were
the J.C. Jackson. That one of them, the first pick. Yeah. I've never seen someone volleyball pass
an NFL a pass.
Ball. Yeah, the ball was up in the air, and McCourty jumps up and sees J.C. Jackson running over. He goes, "Oh, let me just tip it to you real quick."
Like it was tether ball. He was wrapping it around the pole.
The Patriots showed the spiked up thing on their, the mic'd up thing on their Twitter. McCourty said that's what he tried to do. He's like, I knew I wasn't going to get it. Me and him were in the end. I saw you, so I was like, oh, fuck, I'll just pass it over to him.
I'll just tip it over here real quick.
You know how good you have to be to do that? Like,
first of all, that thing's coming in at 45, 50 miles an hour. Yeah. You have to hit it directly on the side of it.
They said he threw one 50, like it was like 54 miles an hour, hardest ball all year, 59 or something.
That's not that fast. I've seen Brady with the gun hit 70. Just harder than I can throw a baseball, which is fucking insane. Not that I'm a peak athlete.
Is that video of Brady throwing the ball into the ball machine?
That is
not. If you think that's real, I'm out on you.
He's the most easily. The last week you were talking about how terrorists are dumb, and then you just come with this shit.
I've watched it like maybe a thousand times, being like,
Tyler, you should see Jurassic Park. There's dinosaurs. There are dinosaurs roaming the earth.
There's
a security issue with walls down there, and if it rains, we are going to be in Dutch.
That is a good point.
Please, like, finish this thought. I need to hear that you think that's real.
It is.
Well, I mean, I just don't understand it.
Yeah, exactly.
The ball just kept going into the thing and coming out and going to the thing and coming out.
He's firing it back into a jugs machine, right?
Perfect.
It was like one of the. Yeah. It was like one of those.
It's just backwards. Right, and it's video trickery, sir.
Yeah, but he does it three times.
Yeah, they can do that.
They just
did
it three times.
They do it fake. They edit things together. Not everything is just as it goes. I edit. I do as little editing as possible to this podcast. Yeah, I mean, our computer died at 7 minutes. You won't be able to tell. Well, you will be, because I'm not going to edit this at all. I promise you, I'm going to upload it tonight, and it's going to be all shitty at 7 minutes.
You're telling me that.
Please don't.
You remember the Michael Vick thing, like?
Yeah, when he threw the ball out of the stadium.
Yeah, that shit. It was like that.
That was a bomb.
Yeah, it was a bomb, but
that
was
a cannon.
If he was throwing like 110 miles an hour, knocking tight ends on their ass. Like, I thought that was real, and I was like 13. I thought, that can't be real. And my friend's like, are you a moron? And I was 13, whatever, how old I was.
You remember the fantasy tapes from when we were?
I don't know what it was.
Y'all were old, and I was young, and they had like people breaking through walls. Tyler was all in; those were real. 100%.
This guy could not be stronger.
Wait, so you're saying that because the jug machine would have to be on is why Brady couldn't do that?
No, but it's on, and it's impossible to throw a pass.
What if it was
into
it? What if you think it's impossible to throw a pass into it?
Well, not three in a row. Maybe you could throw one into it, and it's not that thing is going outwards. You know what I mean? The opposite way, whatever.
Why couldn't that be on a remote control? Why couldn't just pump a ball out, stop, press a button, pump the ball out? You know
what I mean?
The thing
was rolling.
It doesn't have to be on the whole
time. I'm not arguing with you about this fake video.
It's not
fake. It's not fake.
I'm actually more convinced it's real.
I don't understand. It was just filmed backwards. I mean, what is?
I think so. And then
you can't film it backwards three times. What did he do? Three times in a row?
Yeah, but he moved
it just
backwards. He walked. Yeah, and he walked, and then they filmed his ending. and then just spliced it.
Tyler, you're the
there's
only
a way that
on
there's
Earth
movie magic. Have
real.
You ever heard of Hollywood, sir? I'm telling you.
What did KP say?
I don't know. Good question. What did he say?
I pretty much said the same thing you just said. You're the only person on Earth that thinks that's real. It's just the most fake thing I've ever seen.
I don't think the jury's out.
We're not going to decide this tonight.
Yeah, we're going to have to get emails. We're going to put up a Twitter poll.
Yeah.
We're going to put a Twitter. Who thinks this is correct? Yeah, I don't disagree.
All right. I'm glad we cleared that up.
That's real.
That we don't know if it's real or not.
It's as real as the moon landing, sir. Got that?
That was fun. So I don't know, back to the game, but I really don't think there's a lot you can get out of this game. The defense is good. We know that.
Our defense was, you know, they're still playing vanilla as they do. Everyone freaks out. The first 4 weeks is constant belly aching and freaking out about the state of the defense and why they're not good. And they're all panicking because they spent $1 billion in free agency. None of the players are doing anything. Which in the case of, I mean, I don't even know. Who'd they spend big money on? Janu has been a feature of the offense. He's hurt his hip, so he's not as explosive. Hunter Henry has been blocking.
He's getting better.
But he hasn't been doing much.
Two catches, 40 yards. But that's not even the thing. The thing is, if you can roll out two tight ends who can both go out for passing, you can just control
everything.
What defense has to be on the field the whole game, and then you can try a scheme that way. Like
Judon has been nothing but a monster.
What about the Damian? The Damian run was unbelievable. Oh, I haven't seen that in a long time.
Right. I mean, Trent Brown's hurt, but I mean, he's a stud. Everybody that came back has been good. Who's the only one that's been underwhelming? Has Bourne been underwhelming? Maybe.
No, they just haven't used him.
They gave him a lot of balls last week.
Hightower
and
Van Noy are both
got lucky.
Clearly old.
Van Noy didn't play.
He didn't play last week. 2 weeks ago, I thought he looked okay. He got a sack. I mean, Hightower does look like he lost a step, but he also skipped a whole year. So
Bentley looks awesome
out of nowhere. He's just getting a little bit more, a little less a Landon Roberts with still a Landon Roberts game. You know what I mean?
Also, Adrian Phillips became the best defensive player on Earth.
He's awesome.
Dud.
He just makes plays.
Helps that he played middle linebacker last year.
He really is like, he's probably our best pickup we've had on defense in a few years.
Except for Judon, who's a stud. He had seven pressures last week.
I mean, that guy is ridiculous.
He could have had four sacks if they didn't hold him on every single play.
He's winning DPOY, and there's nothing stopping him.
He easily could, but I don't know if he's going to. I mean, he's hurt right now. He was on an injury report today with a hurt knee. Uche is a monster.
I wish Winovich would play more. When he plays, he's unbelievable.
But these guys, they didn't even play in the first half. Like Uche and Winovich didn't even step on the field. They were like,
Uche didn't get much.
I don't know what they were doing. They were like, just trying to set the edge and play deep.
I don't know. There's some weird guys. Like, who the fuck is Anderson?
He's the guy they signed off the Jets.
Yeah, it's like a fake guy who just kind of makes plays.
He's run-of-the-mill white guy. He's like run-of-the-mill white guy. He's definitely from like a Midwest college. I don't even know where he's from.
Yeah.
He's definitely like from Wisconsin or Minnesota
Purdue.
Or something. Yeah, exactly. Just run-of-the-mill Big Ten college that like he's 6'10 and just, he's stout. They'll
played
call him
4 years, starter, captain.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He was on the Jets for a while and he'll just always be
proposed to his girlfriend on the field. High school football field at one point.
Wait, can we talk about the proposal 2 weeks ago? The Florida State guy proposed to his girlfriend after they lost to Jacksonville State at home. See that?
No, you should never propose near a sports arena, and you shouldn't propose to anybody in college. I don't know what that is, but I think that's a Southern thing.
I don't know what that is either. Like, I've never heard of that.
Like
shit.
The Patriots, Vince Wilfork was married when he came to the Patriots. Married. Not that he was going to be,
I would say 90% of the rookies have children when they.
That's completely different. I mean, you don't have to do anything for them. If you're married, you have to pay for something.
Yeah, marriage is a decision.
Yeah.
A child is an act
of
God.
That's just a bad night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's expensive.
It sure is. That's why you get it. That's why you get a vasectomy as soon as possible.
No, you didn't do it as soon as possible. You
I did.
Did.
I won. I acknowledged I'm going to have a third kid, and I was like, literally, I almost didn't leave the hospital. I was like, "Can you do this here? I can stay in this room? You can do it." The lady fucking that just gave birth to my daughter on my birthday.
The OBGYN. You could have said it looks similar.
Yeah, whatever. Just cut whatever's in there. I don't even care what it is.
Sheesh.
I got one of those. I got one of them. No, got one of those. No, no incision vasectomies. It's the new hotness in the street.
It's the fakest thing I've ever heard.
No, it happens.
I feel like you're child number four is on the way.
No, wait. It's called the no incision thing. And you go in there. I swear to God, you sit in the waiting room longer than you're in the operating room, which is not really an operating room. It's like a fucking office chair. You go in there and they, a gay boy rubs you down for 10 seconds and you're like, this is kind of weird. And you
rubs your
clean
balls?
You. Yeah, cleans you and whatever, shaves you if need to be and all that stuff. I'm like, I hate this. I hate all of this. That was like the words, but my penis was negative size.
It's unbelievable.
You know, isn't it so funny how like it gets shy? Like, you know, like the guy that went in before me was like a real man who's like 6'5". And I was like, oh God, now they're going to have to see fucking this thing happen. I walked in there and they were like, I don't know. It was the nerves of that, and then the lad who was lathering me up and cleaning me up. I was like, this isn't gonna work for me. And
it's gonna. I mean, of all the nursing gigs you get, right? Like, this is just a line of them.
I don't think he has a degree. He was just a guy that was there, like working. He got the shittiest job in the fucking place.
Just to be the ball handler, of constant like shaving. Like there's just a line of men. It's. Oh,
they give you a napkin that like only you know like holds your penis up and your balls are out, and then they go and I don't know, they clamp it with like these crazy clamps. First of all, they inject you with some type of killer that numbs you from balls to your knees. And you're like, oh fuck it, let's go. And then literally they put on music, and before the first song is over, it's over. I'm not even joking. Like it was like they had some music on like Nelly. I was like, I gotta put on my headphones because I just don't want to hear snips. And she was like, do you want to hear what's happening? I said, of course I do not want to hear what's happening. Like she's like, I don't want you to tell me. Like just do it. Tell me if it's a success at the end. That's all I want to know. And then, you know, that was it. And she tried to have a conversation with me. I was like, just don't. Enough conversation. I'm not even joking. It was probably 4 minutes, maybe five. And I was done.
How much of that was spent lathering? How much of that was the
Most
lathering
Most of it was
part?
Lathering. The three minutes, 30 seconds.
Yeah. The 30 seconds of
you've never seen
necessary
a,
lathering.
I tell you, you've never seen a – I was so nervous. You've never seen a sweatier, like, butcher's paper on the bottom. You know the butcher's paper you have to sit on in a doctor's office? Oh, you've never seen one sweatier. It was literally like it was, like, at the bottom of a lake for 10 seconds.
I mean, it's a nightmare. It's just – it's like 4 minutes of like really testing if you're gay.
Yeah.
please don't be gay. Please don't be gay. Please don't be gay.
No, I wasn't worried about that. I was worried. You know, I was just didn't want to be fucking. I don't know. It's a tender area. I was nervy. I had a little nervy.
You guys don't wake up every morning just really trying to figure out if you're gay or not.
No, I've been pushing that down for years. It barely peeks its head above surface these days.
So the Saints, we've got the Saints this week.
What? No, we're still talking about the Jets game. We're having a nice podcast here.
I mean,
stop trying to segue, fucking caller. This kid's fucking calling in, and he's just trying to segue us out of our convo.
I mean, he tries to keep the podcast on track. He's the only one here.
Are you guys – is there a coincidence that KP calls in once and I'm getting NFL Network interviews? Maybe not. Maybe so. I don't know.
Yeah, they enjoyed the South. They enjoyed me. They thought you were me, to be honest.
Probably.
Who in the wide receiver game do you think is, like, is Aguilar good? I can't really get a read.
He figured out the Patriots offense, so he's already got to step up on so many veterans that they've brought in.
Jacoby Myers is good.
Jacoby Myers is good. Kendrick Bourne seems to be okay. He dropped he fumbled, clearly fumbled. They didn't give it to him.
That was lucky.
The Patriots fumbled more than they've ever fumbled. They got to start deflating the ball again because they're fumbling left and right. I don't know what it is, but they never fumble, and now they've fumbled. I count at least seven in two games.
Is there one?
They've done this one other season. It was like 6 or 7 years ago. They did this in the beginning, and then Bill figured it out. He'll be all right.
He figured it out. Hold the ball. So, Stevenson's got one. Harris has got one. Bourne should have had one.
Mac has two.
Jonnu Smith has one.
Jonnu did fumble.
That's
we need JJ. I don't know why
six.
They're not playing JJ. Why did they stop doing that?
JJ Taylor?
Yeah, I mean, he played last week. Yeah, he's a lightning bolt. He's got to be a lightning bolt, babe. He comes off
he
the bench.
Played.
He's like the fifth string running back.
Yeah, I mean, Ramondre got sat because he'll probably never play again because he fumbled. So he won't see him unless Harris gets hurt. You won't see him.
James White is now the workhorse, though.
He can't run in between tackles. That's the issue.
Yeah, they're
He's a change of pace. You got to catch people by surprise. He's the best.
I think Stevenson's back this week. Yeah, because J.J. Taylor's nice. He's like a cute little whatever, but like he's not. You can't rely on him.
Not all day. He's 5'8". I mean, he's not. I mean, he's as shifty as Deion Lewis, and he was our bell cow for a while.
He's not as shifty as Deion Lewis.
He absolutely is.
Nobody was as shifty as Deion Lewis that one year.
Well, that one year. He was so shifty his knee exploded.
That was the most shifty person I've ever seen in my life.
He was. He does have one of the greatest Patriots plays I've ever seen.
He juked five guys inside the 5-yard line
on the Dallas Cowboys.
It was insane.
Yeah. Probably one of the best Patriots plays I've ever seen. I've wanted to pay a player like that for my whole life, and then he finally came. And I was like, this guy's a God's gift.
He
tore his knee, and then he left.
And he was fine after. He was never as good.
No. I don't think he was used right, and he got too much money. But anyway, I digress. J.J. Taylor is just as shifty as him. He's very fast. He's like a fucking lightning bolt. He has to be used right. And I think... he will. They got Mac Jones in the training wheel game right now. He's got the training wheels, and this is very similar to the 2001 Patriots when they let Brady do the same thing.
I don't necessarily think that's the case. I just don't think they've had to do anything necessarily in offense.
Control the ball. Right, exactly.
They should be 2-0, and all it is just don't make mistakes. Because right now, like, we haven't had a game where the defense hasn't showed up. So, you know, if we go down...
They haven't done
21-7 in the first quarter or something like that. What's going
to
happen. But so far, it's just been, you know, dogfight. So.
Yeah, so they've been running and controlling the clock. It's fucking Antoine Smith and Tom Brady all over again. It's Damian Harris up the middle.
Yeah.
And fucking Tom and Mac Jones and little swing passes. And
these goddamn idiots of like, oh, Mac's not throwing the ball downfield. They were up the entire game. What are we going to throw a pick for no
The only
reason?
Time he could have thrown it deep was the fucking slow-developing throwback pass, which, why are we doing fucking trick plays in the second quarter?
I love it.
They're not trick plays anymore if they're, like, page one in your fucking playbook. Can we talk about it? He does a fucking throwback pass twice a week now.
Reverses. If it is a trick play, why are we using it week two against the Jets?
But that's the point.
You got to put it on film, babe.
That's like not a new play. We've seen that play run, I don't know, 80 times in the past.
Yeah, they did it with Brady. I mean, I think that's how Brady threw that pass to Randy Moss over Anthony Smith in 2007, I'm pretty sure. I think that was the play. Randy Moss threw back to him.
They do that play all the time. So I don't even think it's like, I don't understand why they're not doing that twice a game, every game. Like, why isn't that play run more? Like, if it's a trick play and it works, seems to work every time, why not run it more?
Yeah.
That's my thing. I would run it again in the fourth quarter.
Should have run another the Saga Sachem. Like,
those plays
work.
What
we're doing. Reverse pass.
They work all the time.
You want to say a funny story? It's not a funny story to anybody that's not a Saga Sachem, but whatever. They lost, by the way. They got shut out by the Voke last week. The thing is going downhill fast. Not that it was ever uphill, but it couldn't be more downhill.
We're losing
to technical high schools.
My uncle went to the game. He was a kid like in high school or whatever. So he's like, oh, yeah, I'll go check out the new stadium. Like, first game under the lights. Oh,
yeah.
Opening kickoff, the Voke took it back
to the house. Oh, fuck me.
Very first play
These
in the new stadium.
These kids have never met each other. They're fucking plumbers and electricians. Like, they don't even have...
Hey, easy, easy.
But all they want to do is learn a trade. And they're like, let's play football for fun. Yeah. And fuck around, get high before the game. And they stomped a public school with probably 10 times as many kids in it.
Yeah, those are the classic, like, I just never understood, like, be into your car in high school guy.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
You're going to put a speaker in the bat? Why? Yeah. Can't you spend that on fucking Wendy's at late at night? Like,
you know that's a $4,000 car, right?
Your 1992 Honda Civic did not need rims.
Yeah, well, no, let's change the muffler. That's awesome.
So much louder now.
No, that's definitely going to get you weighed.
No, I don't like, I mean, I still don't know about cars. I open them up for show. Like, I'll open the hood for show if my wife.
Classic.
Yeah. It's probably the fluid
carburetor fluid. Situation.
Yeah, no, she was like, the AC's dead, and I have a what do you call it, a lease, which is a pain in the dick. I would recommend probably never leasing a car again. So anyway, I'm looking at it, and she goes, the AC doesn't work, and I was like, ugh, fuck me. And then I was like, I'm not going to send it back to the fucking shop. Even though it's free, it's just like, you don't have it for 2 days. So I was like, I'm going to Google it. And so I Googled it, and they sell like the fucking things at AutoZone where you like...
You try to recharge it?
Recharge it yourself.
You spray the stuff on?
I was like, oh, I could definitely do this. I just never did it, but I could definitely do it. That's my expertise in anything is now just YouTube. But everything's on there. Like my exact fridge. For some reason, my fridge doesn't work. I'll just Google the fridge, and like that exact problem shows up. I'm like, I can fucking fix it with my
Walmart tools. To install a backup camera on my truck. Watch the entire video and just haven't gotten around to actually pulling the trigger.
That's a lot of electrical.
Yeah, there's like four things you got to do. It's really not that complicated.
How do you mount a camera? Where do you mount a camera to?
You just drill right through the back of the bumper.
You can't just, it's not a slot for it. Like mine's set.
Drill a little hole.
You set it with like epoxy?
Yeah, and then on the back there's like a little clamp that I don't know. I haven't done it yet.
I'm gonna be honest, it doesn't sound like it's gonna go well.
I haven't gotten to that part. Yeah.
I bought the stuff and then just hoped for the best. Yeah. What were we talking about? I'm all over the
place. You're fixing your fridge. Something about the AC in the car.
Yeah, but I didn't want to talk about it anymore.
We can just go with the Saints now because their stadium's on fire.
No,
I'm
still talking about the Jets. So anyway.
Why?
Because Mac Jones.
We don't know much about the Saints.
Yeah. I got nothing on them. I know Jameis Winston's the quarterback now.
I haven't watched any film on the Saints.
No, I haven't watched film. I know that Jameis Winston, that the whole team had COVID.
All the coaches had
COVID. So they lost to Carolina badly last week.
They beat Green Bay, but Green Bay didn't show up to play in Jacksonville, so that game doesn't count either. It was 140 out. No one wants to play in the heat right now.
Which nobody's bringing up. The Carolina Panthers beat the Saints after the Saints beat the Packers by 35 points, and Carolina beat the Jets by like 10.
But I don't think any of those.
So maybe the Jets
matter.
Are better than people think. Panthers are too.
I don't think the Saints game one matters because Green Bay didn't show up. And then I don't think
Saints
game
two. It's still the Packers.
Matters.
I mean, still Aaron Rodgers. Still got to stop them.
Yeah, but they didn't even try.
What do you mean they didn't try?
They did not try. That
they
game
wanted
was
to
a
win.
Blowout.
They won
really
last night. They
so.
Beat the Lions on Monday night.
Well, that was back at home. It was like, it looked like it was snowing.
They were vibing.
Yeah. It was like, all right, this is better.
Did you see that? And the running back lost his dad's ashes. He's wearing his
dad's. Right, why is he wearing that? What does that mean?
I don't know. People love to wear chains. I mean, Manny Ramirez one time slid into third base playing for Pawtucket and lost a $500,000 diamond earring. And they had the grounds crew had to search for it all game. By the way, that would have been right in my pocket if I was the grounds crew. I wouldn't have cared. Whatever tip Manny Ramirez gave me was not going. I wouldn't even care. Because he would have gave him like $80. Like he would have been like Tyler giving a wedding gift. Here's $75 with four ones. A fucking $2 bill I found. They don't even make anymore. And,
the Patriots' defense is going to set the record for the most interceptions through 3 weeks. That's my...
The other thing we were talking about was Zach Wilson and being just left out to dry. But there's certain thoughts where, some quarterbacks will, they'll be, fuck it, you got to learn trial by fire. Like, they did that with Peyton Manning, and he was, just throwing picks left and right, broke the record for most interceptions ever. That's, what Trevor Lawrence and Matt and obviously Zach Wilson... are doing, and then they got people like Mac Jones that like just trying to control and fucking make sure he can win because they can win different ways. Literally, I mean, Jacksonville's never going to be in the lead, and the Jets are never going to be in the lead unless they're putting up points. You know, the Patriots could at least manufacture points.
You know what the problem is? There's no they just refuse. They almost treat it like the NBA. There's no just middle of the road veterans anymore.
Anywhere?
What is that? Quarterback?
Yeah, there's none. You're either
Fitzpatrick.
Rodgers, you know.
Fitzpatrick
Rothfuss.
Is not old, Matt. It's not middle
he,
of the
I
road.
Guess he
He was
is.
The only guy, but he was on every single team. He was literally the stopgap between your franchise quarterback draft pick.
No, he's exactly who I'm talking about. But
he
there should be
you to lose.
Seven of those in the league.
You need that guy. You need a guy that's going to lose you 10 games so that you can get a top 10 pick. You know what I mean?
But
the
thing. It's if you're why start?
We tried to do that last year. It didn't work.
We had him. We had Cam. Yeah.
Tried.
But they don't believe in trying to make the playoffs as the sixth seed and doing what the winning as a wild card. They don't even try to do that anymore. They're just all right, either we're going to win or we're going to lose every game and start a rookie.
It's hard to not make the playoffs anymore. They added a playoff spot, I think, this year.
Yeah, 14. Well, it was last year, too.
Is
14,
it? Well, there's 17 games this year, and I think they added another wild card.
No, there's only 17.
So there's only one bye now. Did they do that last year? Or is that
last year they did too.
That was last year.
Oh, whatever. All right. Delete that off the pod. Anyway, yeah, it was a fucking COVID year. It didn't even count.
I just think there should be guys who have just, you know, kind of hung around the league who, you know, rookies shouldn't be starting. Like, you shouldn't be starting
week one.
No, not if you're not good. And these guys clearly aren't ready. Like,
I mean, there were five quarterbacks drafted in the top 15 picks. That's pretty crazy. And the only one that didn't start was
Trey Lance.
Well, Fields and Lance weren't. But now I think Fields is definitely starting this week. And Lance has got a little while. But San Francisco's good.
Both those guys, like I honestly, like, is Dalton good? No.
No.
Is Garoppolo good? No. Are they better than the rookies? Are they going to throw picks?
Jimmy Garoppolo is above average. But, like, he plays for a offensive-minded coach that apparently can win anywhere because Matt Ryan was the MVP with him. They went to the Super Bowl, and, of course, they blew it. But, like, he was the MVP, and he's never been as good since or before.
No.
Wasn't he good, like, Washington? Didn't he have RG3 and made Kirk Cousins good?
That was his dad.
No, he was the offensive coordinator. Kyle Shanahan was awesome.
No, he was good. Quentin Portis was like breaking records. For the team.
So, I mean, I don't know. Whatever. San Francisco's good, but they run a ridiculous offense that, like, literally exposed the Patriots last year.
Oh, yeah. They got smoked.
Smoked. Like, the worst loss they've had in ever.
But all I'm saying is, like, there shouldn't be a quarterback controversy in San Francisco. They should play Jimmy. Jimmy's fine. He's been in the league for a while. He's not going to make mistakes. He's going to know everything. Yeah. Like, instead of playing a rookie who's kind of guessing.
It's just fucking a Mahomes. They did it with Mahomes. Alex Smith played a whole year, and clearly Mahomes is better than Alex Smith.
And apparently the rumors coming out of that was like, you got to see Mahomes is killing everyone in practice. Yeah. And it's like, yeah, he probably was, except he probably made the wrong reads a few times. And if you switch him, he might have lost more games.
I wonder what's going to happen to him when Andy Reid retires. Because, I mean, let's face it, he's one blue plate special away from a diabetes attack. Old Andy Reid.
Oh, Jesus.
No, I mean, who knows?
Jesus.
Wait, but what's wrong with the... You think Mahomes isn't going to be good?
No, I don't know if he's going to be good, but I know that he runs this crazy offense that, like...
I think the biggest thing is, what's he going to do when these guys, like, contracts are up? They can't pay all of them.
They already did. They paid
I've given
all
up on that.
They paid the big three.
I used to be like... Oh.
They literally are paying Mahomes, like, $50 million a year.
I don't know if contracts matter in anything anymore.
Only for the Patriots somehow.
What is going on? Yeah.
Only for the Patriots, it seems to matter. They can't afford him. Can't afford him. Remember when they franchised Joe Tooney? And I was like, what? They franchised Joe Tooney? And, like, Brady was still a free agent? And I was like, they'll make it work. Fuck it. They had, like, $9 million or something left over. And they're like, how could they sign a quarterback at all, let alone Tom Brady?
I saw a half-Patriots, half-Chiefs Joe Tooney jersey this past weekend.
I love that jersey. I don't know. Who knows? Is that?
I mean, I love Joe Tooney.
I love him too. I wouldn't get a jersey of him, Chiefs or Patriots, but still.
No, yeah, I don't believe in jerseys, but yeah, sure.
I mean, but who wears that? I don't even understand that. I mean, Tom Brady, okay, I got.
But why would
if
you
you're
just
the mom
get
of the McCourties, sure.
Jersey.
Are you wearing a 12 week four? Are you wearing that?
Of course, I'm wearing my Brady jersey. That thing's been through hell in high water with me. I had an official Tom Brady stitched jersey. Since 2005, I want to say. It's been to two Super Bowls. Saw him win the 2004 Super Bowl. And so four Super Bowls I've watched that in.
What's
2004?
So I had it in 2004 because I got it that year.
I just don't understand any of these people who don't like Brady and don't like Belichick. It's like, why do you not
you don't like both?
Either one. A person who doesn't like either one. Like, why can't you just not...
They all hate him. I mean, they hated him because they were just dominating for 20 years and boring everyone, which I got a great line, by the way. I got a great line if they asked me to go to commercial during my interview. I said, I'm going to say, hey, stay right there because just like the Patriots in the Super Bowl, we'll be back.
That's fine.
I thought about that today.
That's not bad.
Thanks. You think they'll let me
throw
it
to
commercial?
I have some interview questions for you.
You going to interview me?
Yeah.
Do you think they're going to let me throw it to commercial, though?
I think if you...
I say, sir, ma'am, let me throw it to commercial.
You have to tell her that before that.
Yeah.
Tony, how long is this lasting? Yeah,
it doesn't matter. It might be 30 seconds. It might be 3.5 hours. I don't know. I got a lot to talk about.
This is unbelievable.
I can ramble on this podcast for hours on end about a vasectomy. You think I can't go on a on an NFL TV show. Talk about Tom Brady. Literally the only thing I think about besides my
kids. If Brady zooms into this interview, that will be...
I'm zooming in. What is this? It's not a Make-A-Wish the Foundation. It's not.
Make-A-Wish.
Make-A-Wish the Foundation. Whatever it is.
Hey, all right.
John Cena's going to be...
We're here with Tony LeConte, Boston native, who's had season tickets for over 20 years. How's it going, Tony?
Oh, it's going really well. Thank you, Amanda.
So when did you start? I'll be Amanda. When did you start watching the Patriots?
Oh, you know, it's got to be 91, probably going to the games with my pops. You know, he's had season tickets since around then. The old Scott Seculies days, you know, Rod Rust. Bring up some names for you. Irving Fryer.
Oh, so you a long time.
Long time.
So since 90, how old were you in 91?
Oh, that would have made me 6 years old.
6 years old. Was your father still tongue-kissing you? Cut that out.
Director, is this a trick? I don't see any cameras here.
All right, next question.
Are there any cameras here? There's no cameras here.
Were you upset when Tom Brady left the Patriots?
To be honest with you, I didn't think it was going to happen, and yes, I was upset. It was very odd to me. It was a surreal day. I remember driving to work, and I got an alert on my phone. As someone like me would, I have alerts for Tom Brady, notifications for Twitter. And I saw it said forever a Patriot. And I was hopeful. I was very hopeful that was going to say, you know, I had re-signed and let's finish it off. And then it said, I'm going to sign with Tampa Bay. And I said, Tampa Bay.
Tampa Gay.
Yeah, exactly. I thought, you know, okay, maybe L.A. Chargers, maybe San Francisco. That's where he's from. But Tampa, I mean, they had a terrible defense. They had a coach that... you know, got too many chances, and, you know, what else is going on down there except for no income tax for an already rich guy? So, yeah, it surprised me. I was a little devastated. It was a rough day for me up here, I'll be honest.
How'd you feel about when he won last year?
I was happy. I was happy. I was excited. I wanted him to win. I didn't want Mahomes to win. I didn't want Mahomes to have two to Brady six. I wanted Tom Brady to continue stacking those just to make it more and more impossible for anybody to win. I was not thrilled with Gronk being the star player, but that's neither here nor there in this fake retirement.
You aren't as excited about Gronk coming back as you are Tom Brady?
No, I'm not as excited. In fact, I think I may boo.
You're going to boo
Rob Gronkowski. Look, I'm a fan of Rob Gronkowski, the player. His business decisions are a little lackluster. Obviously, wrestling fell through. Movie career fell through because he can't speak into a microphone real well. He's a fun guy to be around. He's a happy guy. Everyone seems to like his personality. But, I mean, he's not Macho Man Randy Savage. Let's face it. He's not on the mic. He can't be Ric Flair on the mic. He's a football player, and he knew that. He fake retired, came back a year later when him and Tom made a decision that they were going to do that. Yes, and I believe that was a conspiracy. It's not a conspiracy. That's what happened in my head.
All right, and will you be wearing a Tom Brady jersey this Sunday?
Yes, of course I'll be wearing a Tom Brady jersey. The man's giving me more happy moments than anybody in the world. I'll be wearing it high and proud, and I'll be very excited for when he runs through the tunnel. I expect to see a large ovation. I hope that they stop the game because he's going to break that record, which I know that Roger Goodell had a hand in that. And good on him for getting a little poke back at the Foxborough fans, because I knew that, you know, he's been taking shit up here for a long time, so he wanted to put it to us a little bit. My Teddy Bruschi picture, crooked. My OCD is losing it. Losing it.
If you were to ask Mr. Brady one question, say anything to Mr. Brady.
No, I wouldn't let him near the microphone. Yeah. I wouldn't give him the opportunity to answer anything. And you shouldn't either, NFL Network. The man's got too much to say. I met him once, by the way. He was a nice guy. Tremendous guy.
I'm not the best interviewer. I got nothing left.
He said that he gave away like all his Patriots memorabilia. I don't know if I like that at all.
Who said that?
Senior.
What do you mean he gave it away?
He gave it away. He said, oh, I gave it to Catholic charities.
He said that
Goodwill.
In public.
Huh?
Yeah, he didn't like tell Tony that. He said that in like public. I remember
he didn't text
that.
Me. I know. that was in the Tom E. Curran podcast, which Tom E. Curran's like buddy with it. Like, what are you playing both sides, bud? Who do you even write for? You root for the Patriots or for the Tom Brady Foundation?
Tommy Curran didn't even know that the Patriots were playing at home this week. No, he said the Superdome's on fire. How are they going
to
play?
I had a good tweet to that because somebody was like, she was like, what she said? Something like, allegedly a fire started. The girl, like, she was a news reporter in New Orleans. Like, allegedly literally a video of the fire on the top of the Superdome. She's like, working to find out if there's there's reports of a fire at the Superdome. And I was like, working hard to confirm. Literally the video of a fire on the roof of the Superdome. And she was like, working to confirm.
I really do. I just get my disdain for the media around the sports is just growing by the. It's
brutal,
infuriating.
It? Next week is going to be, you won't be able to fucking step outside without, somebody in your face about a Tom Brady, coming home thing.
It's just that
it's already started. They skipped the Saints game.
Wait, did you see this thing over the summer when Kwame Brown was going off on people and he was like, you remember Kwame Brown?
Yeah.
First pick.
Bust.
Yeah. Loose bust. Like, he's like.
You could say bust, but any bust in the NBA that's a number one overall pick still got $50 million.
In his defense, he's like, I made like $70 million and I didn't draft me first overall. Like, you guys drafted some kid from high school. He was like, I was fine. Yeah, sure. But, like, he played 15 years.
Yeah, he was just a.
And then people were talking
role
shit.
Role player.
And he was basically like, if I see you, I'm going to fuck you up.
like, I'm still that dude.
Yeah, and everyone.
He was calling out everyone. Steven Jackson, all these guys that are like the tough guys. You
like
know what I mean?
Media guys who like, they have like a podcast.
Yeah,
other media guys who are just like.
The wannabe tough guy, like enforcers in the NBA.
Yeah, just like little squid guys. And they're like, if I see. And they're like, whoa, what's this? What's this going to happen?
It's literally called All the Smoke Podcast, and they wanted none of the Kwame Brown smoke.
And it wasn't even him. Like, there was other guys, like other reporters that he was just like little squid white guys that he was trashing. And they're like, whoa, like if you can't say bad things about athletes anymore, like what's that say? It's like, maybe shut up.
Yeah.
Like maybe if you're afraid to talk shit about someone and you're going to say like.
Yeah, if you can't say it to his face.
Yeah, you're
going to
say ruthless shit. Man. And then he hears it and they're like, that's actually my livelihood. And maybe I will fuck you. Like,
you
can
critique a player's play, but like you know, it becomes like to a point where like you're just trashing a guy just to trash him.
Yeah, you're mocking him like he was an absolute joke. It's like, actually, my career was pretty good. Was I a bust? Like, I don't know. What
you're
does that mean?
You're a bust in comparison to a number one overall pick? Maybe.
Yeah.
But like, how many number one overall picks are really even that great anymore?
And for the NBA, like, I don't know. I was better. He's probably better at what he does than what anyone on like a broadcast is talking. He's not the. These guys aren't like the top 4,000 broadcasters of all time.
all you have to do is be loud and say outrageous shit. Stephen A. Smith, I don't know. He doesn't say sensible things ever about sports. He's just got a weird thing about it, and they're just trying to recreate a Stuart Scott out of the fucking thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's just like decent at making like viral Twitter clips, but like the show is unwatchable.
I got to tell you, Kwame Brown. That's my Stephen A. Smith. Pretty good.
Yeah, exactly. And you're like, all right, well,
Kwame Brown.
How much you get paid to, like, how good your show is compared to just, like, television shows, you're completely overpaid. Your show is fucking terrible.
They pay him, like, $8 million a year.
Nah, more than that. I thought it was double digits.
Even A. Smith. That girl Maria Taylor was asking for, like, Stephen A. Smith money, which is like, what? She's like the college game day girl. She was, anyway, last year.
Yeah.
And she was like, they were asking, she was trying.
Oh, is that the girl that Rachel Nichols said something about?
Yeah.
Fired?
Or said something about them. I don't know. If it was
that's the girl that Saban lit on fire at halftime.
What did he say to her? I don't know.
They were asking about Hurts and Tua, and he was like, they said, what about Jalen Hurts? He said, you need to stop asking. I'm not telling. He said it. It was awesome.
Oh, so quit asking. I've seen that.
Yeah, that's it.
Wait, what? Was Jalen Hurts still on the team at that time?
Yeah, they were both there. He was like, what do you think about Jalen doing this? He said, quit asking. Yeah.
So by the way,
Bama's quarterback now is going to be better than
all of them.
Mac, Tua, or Jalen.
Yeah,
that guy is unbelievable.
Something should be said because he was a five-star recruit that came out of California last year, number one recruit in the country, and Mac Jones beat him out to start at Alabama.
Well, Mac Jones is just different. Like, yeah. Mac Jones is like.
Mac Jones clearly, by the way, he's like a mannequin. They gave him. I was watching a video of him give a. I think he was doing the Jets post game, and there's a camera's no podium, so it looks crazy. Whatever. This is like a boom mic coming in from the side, and his arms just like don't. You know how like when actors say they don't know what to do with their hands. I was like, oh my God, get this guy two coffee mugs quick. He doesn't have no idea what's going on with these hands. He just looks like a mannequin. Oh, well, you know, but he's like clearly football obsessed and he's got a very, I don't know if he's putting it on, but like he's got a Brady like demeanor. I don't know if he's got Brady like talent or the will to do it, but he's got Brady like demeanor, head space, all that shit. People think,
well, then all the media talks about but he's fat. He has everything, but he's fat. He's not fat.
Not a thin guy, but I mean, who the fuck's thin?
These guys
you
are fucking.
Pat Mahomes has a good body. He's got a regular body too.
Rifling down fucking three-way roast beefs, yeah. And they're coming out. Oh, this guy's out of shape. It's like not no, he's not. Run next to the guys. Watch, go watch him work out.
He ran a 4.8 or something. Tom Brady ran a 5.2 40. Mac Jones ran 4.8. Fast.
I never got under four. I never got in the fours.
I don't even know if I've been in the fives.
Did he actually run a 4.8? I don't know that that's true.
It is true. It is true.
I don't.
It was
don't
sub
that
five. If it's not 4.8, it was 4.9. It was sub five. And Tom Brady ran 5.23, slowest ever for a quarterback. I think it was.
Who the Hogs got this week?
Hogs.
This is the biggest game. This is the biggest game. I mean, we have Texas A&M in Dallas. This is a top 25.
What? In Jerry
if the
World?
Hogs win, yep, in Jerry World. If the Hogs win, the boys are buzzing. We're going into Georgia, 11 a.m. the next Saturday. Top 10 matchup.
Oof. Georgia, between the hedges.
You're going Texas between A&M and then Georgia?
That's a
this
rough
This is the
run.
Number one. This is what happens. It's the hardest schedule in America, boys. Number one, rated.
This is why.
Did you see Syracuse played Albany last week? Apparently not.
Yeah, well, we beat them. This is the Hogs. This is not the Hogs.
Anyone ever complains about two teams from the SEC making the playoffs, it's like, yeah, you guys are playing.
They're the
like,
best teams.
You're playing NC State is like, oh, that was a tough one. Like they had a, you know,
Syracuse played Albany last week and won by 60 points, and they can't beat their JV team by 60 points.
And we're going in Jerry World as the home team. We're winning. Jerry, by the way, Jerry Hogg.
He's a hog. That. He's
hog,
a hog
national champion at Arkansas.
Wait, is that? I was
going to
say, like, because I feel like Arizona plays a ridiculous. I mean, not Arkansas.
Or in, Kansas.
And not to be, but they play way more games than they should in Jerry World, but it makes sense.
They play them. One. Yeah. Only one.
Yeah, but okay. I mean, you like, try. How many does Tennessee play?
Tennessee.
We play
Texas?
They play none. Yeah, nobody plays any there. Arkansas is the only one. This, but then they have another one. In
they have a game. They have like a kickoff classic they do there every year.
No, but it makes sense that the reason why Arkansas is always there is because I didn't know that fucking Cowboys owner.
He's a national champion at the University of Arkansas. Him and Jimmy Johnson.
Wasn't he his teammate? That's why he drafted. Yep. That's why he made him the head coach of the Cowboys.
And then he was the best. But anyways,
no way they're the same age.
Big week. Oh, yeah. Big week.
Same
2:30.
Class.
2:30. It's the 3:30 Eastern on CBS. Biggest game. Oh,
who's who's favored? Got to be A&M.
A&M -5.5. I was looking at it on ESPN. Read it up.
How far is A&M from Dallas?
They're like outside of Houston, probably a couple hours.
4 hours.
Yeah, but it's about the same for both teams.
Really?
It's a hike.
The boys will be buzzing.
Going? Hogs? You ain't going.
No, I was going to, but the 2:30 thing.
You didn't even make the Texas
off.
Game. He's in town. Didn't even go to the Texas game. Big Hogs
okay,
fan
first
can't
of all,
make it.
First of all, we will be in Athens for that one. If
you're going to Georgia,
if things go as planned,
who's we? I'm not going to Georgia.
The pod. We're doing a road pod.
I might pod from the game.
All
this
right,
year.
Hey, this is it. Week. Like right now, we're scheduling. We're going to Arkansas. I want
to. The Hogs are in the Natty. I'm going the Natty. Where
no,
is it?
How about
this, year?
This? How about this? How about this? Week one next year. Cincinnati's coming to Fayetteville. It will be a zoo.
I have zero interest in Cincinnati.
Cincinnati's like they're a real
When's
program.
When's Bama come?
But I right, want to go see
Bama
an SEC
Arkansas.
Game.
Bama's in Arkansas next year, week five.
Oh, we're going. That's a game I got. Bama Hogs.
No, I want to go see Arkansas, South Carolina.
Okay, that's week two. And Fayetteville next year. Why do I know this?
I know this is odd.
Going down. 2023, Utah's coming in to Fayetteville. And when they come, boy, the boys will be buzzing. And I
week
let me
two.
Tell you,
week
we're going to have
two.
The barbecue going. We're going to smoke
week
us some
two,
hog.
South Carolina in Fayetteville. Come on. Y'all are invited.
All right, that's it.
Is South Carolina closer? That's close to your parents' house, isn't it?
Columbia? Well, yes, Tony. I've lived 15 minutes from the stadium. I did.
You did, right? That's where Columbia is your hometown.
Where do you live?
Yeah, not a lot of people know that.
I live in Little Rock.
You live in Little Rock now.
Fayetteville's like 2 hours, but either way, big news is week two next year, Malcolm Go
is on the road at Bama. I want to see Bama or South Carolina, mostly Bama.
We should pair this up with like a
barbecue week.
No, like
when are the Raiders coming to when the Patriots go to Las Vegas? That's when I'm going.
Yeah,
like
do a double.
Pats, going like up. A Pats versus the Titans type ordeal there.
Yeah, exactly. Nah, like the Pats. Titans. Yeah,
Vegas. I mean, how far is Vegas from Fayetteville?
So it's a long damn way.
35 minutes.
What are you doing in Arkansas? Flight.
Nothing.
A lot. I actually
squirrel
am,
sandwiches. Yeah.
Flying planes at times, doing fun stuff.
You can fly planes. In law school.
Not anymore. We bagged it.
Go ahead. We went ahead and quit that.
Chalked it up as a.
Went ahead and quit that.
We chalked it up for what it was. Nah, but we'll finish it.
What was your final grades right there? Let's get a low. Were you doing well in grades? You just didn't want to
middle,
do it anymore.
Middle of the pack. We're middle of the pack type guy. We were never gonna stand out. Probably lower. Lower.
That's
middle.
Good though. That, you didn't. That's lower. Where you want. That's where you want to be. You just didn't want to do it anymore.
Yeah, just miserable. Yeah,
how many years do you have left?
One. I'll finish it eventually. But I'm trying to go military and fly planes. Be like, follow my mother.
Four
although
years
she's
old.
In fly planes.
He's gonna jump
I'm,
it up.
But I'm 25.
How brave is, by the way, how brave is KP to finish to join the military after the war's over?
Yeah,
I fucking do it now. No problem.
My cousin.
Need, first of all, speaking of war, we need Tyler after last week to denounce terrorism. I'm not sure about Tyler.
He denounced it.
I'm like, you think I'm against terrorism?
Against a pro? I'm not sure.
Either. I don't know that you are.
I've never asked that of my co-host.
I guess it depends on what brand of terrorism we're talking about here.
IRA seems fine to me.
Those are my boys.
Yeah.
Give us some independence. I mean, God damn it. Like, we don't
free Ireland.
I mean, I just read a whole book on the 90s, and I wish I remembered any Irish name ever, but
Seamus.
The girls who were starving themselves in the prison, like, I mean, come on, what do you want us to do? Like,
they starved themselves in prison?
Oh, they went on a hunger strike. It was national news.
I could never care enough about anything to do stuff like that. That's a lot of passion. You know the guy that, like, in whatever Red Square that, like, stood in front of the tank in China in, like, the 80s?
Just
stood
guy.
There?
Yeah.
I just would never care. I'd be like, you're going to run me over. I'd fucking bomb the city. I don't care. I'm leaving.
No, petrified aim of death. Like, I think all the time it was like, do I really? Am I sure that I would, like.
I've never really thought
like,
of
I would
anything
die
politically deep enough.
For my, like, girl. Like, I'm thinking about, like, oh, if I married my girlfriend. And then part of me is like, well, if she's my wife, like. Do I have to die for her if that's the situation? And am I sure? I don't think I'd.
Not
I don't
if
know
got life
if I
insurance.
Would or not.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I'd definitely pussy out, but then I'd feel really bad after.
Like, I could easily just say, like, yeah.
I'd be the guy that, like, let them die and then kill myself afterwards because from the guilt.
It's so easy to be like, yeah, oh, yeah, I would definitely die for my wife. Are you kidding me? But then when it came down to, like, actually dying for my wife, I'm like,
Then it's all over.
No, I thought we were both running.
You don't get the praise. Like, nobody gives you the praise.
No, it's
you know what I mean? You're not going to hear it. You're going to be dead. Everyone be so proud of you after you were dead. But, like, what's that good? That's not good for anything. Anyway, we should wrap this thing up. We went 7 minutes in early. We're an hour and three in now, so that's an hour and 10. That was a pretty good pod, boys.
Boys are podding hard lately.
Boys have been podding hard.
We're buzzing.
All right, well, I got Pats at home. What I had, I think this week.
-3 is the spread. Pats at home.
They're going to open it up this week. They're going to start slinging. Saints have a better defense than the Jets, better offense than the Jets. I think it's going to be a tight game. I think they're going to just screw with Jameis Winston's mind. I think they're going to win 23-20. Not cover the spread. Push.
All right.
Well, if they're favored? That's wild.
By thrice.
All right. Go ahead, KP.
24-16.
Boys?
Well, duh. I'm picking 17 games. I'm going to pick up all 17.
So, next week.
Here's what does worry me is Kamara against these linebackers. Like, the linebackers are slow. Kamara
we're just
going to
run. We're just going to run straight man and dare Jameis to throw it because he's blind and he stinks.
That's not unreasonable. My whole thing is like, who's going to stop Kamara? And I mean, I guess you're going to have to rely on Phillips and Duggar, but.
Then they'll be fine.
Nah. Yeah. I mean, I think this is going to be tight. I think it's going to come down to, you know, another last drive situation.
Who do they have they don't even have any wide receivers right now.
None.
That young kid who's supposed to be real good, but.
Mike Thomas.
Callaway.
They can't really throw the
ball. Callaway
kid.
Never heard of him.
He runs straight. He stinks. JC, he won't catch a ball. And if he does, it'll be a slant.
They don't have a tight end. They have Kamara, and that's it.
31-28 Patriots.
Wow,
we're scoring. We're scoring. Hogs. Alternate, we need to do a hog pick'em right here. Hogs plus 5.5 in Jerry World. 2:30 CBS game, the biggest game of the week.
Speak in Eastern, please speak in Eastern Standard Time.
Yeah, what time zone are
3:30, y'all's time.
Thank you.
On CBS, the greatest broadcast of football. It will be Arkansas. What will it be? I don't even know. Arkansas has a great defense. We're going to go – we'll go 27-21 Pigs.
Pigs? Go Pigs. Arkansas has that – go Pigs.
They have that black quarterback who looks –
whoa!
Like,
yes, he looks like he is.
He's
a
habitual line stepper.
KJ. He's from Sardis, Mississippi.
Yeah, but he just looks like he's just like way more athletic than anyone else on the field,
who does?
Right? The Arkansas quarterback?
No, he doesn't. He doesn't look like – he looks like he'll just run you over. He's like 6'5", 240.
Yeah, he looks like he's like a problem. Like he looks like
– he is a problem.
Kind of like
he's
the guy from
problem.
Indiana who I know his quarterback, his name because it's penis with an X. Penix?
That guy stinks.
He must have been fucking tortured growing up. I couldn't even imagine living that life.
I'll tell you.
He's probably the toughest guy in the NCAA. He got beat up his whole life.
I think you and him probably had a little bit different upbringings, if I'm going to be honest.
I guarantee you he had a harder upbringing than me.
For why? Why, Tony?
Just because his name is Penix, and he was probably tortured his entire life by every single person on Earth, including adults. Whatever. Anyway, we got the Pats going away, going to go for two, get hot before Brady comes to town, because in 2 weeks, I got you. 2 weeks, I got you, Tommy. 2 weeks. All right, boys. Let's see it. Go, Pats. Go. Love it. Let's go.
Pats.
Let's take
do your job. All right, don't try to make too much out of it. Just do your job. 7-8 months ago, right? All for this moment. It's about honor. It's about respect. We win this game, your honor. Your kids are honored. Your family's honored.
Stack receivers, two to the right. Russell Wilson extends the hands he has. Wilson, quick throw. And it's intercepted. Intercepted by Malcolm Butler. Butler has it at the one. Malcolm Butler stepping by the side.
Warner goes back to throw. And here's the blitz by Mike Vrabel. The pass is
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.